You're listening to SBS News.
Dramatic scenes outside of school number 88 in Izhevsk. A gunman has opened fire on the school, killing 15 people, 11 of them children. 24 people have also been wounded, all but two of them students. Dozens of pupils managed to flee the building or were evacuated by authorities. Among them is Katia Stepanova, a student in the 8th grade.
We were hiding under the school desk and sitting quietly. Everyone's legs were shaking.
Katia says the gunman did not try to storm their classroom and she was evacuated to safety. But her mother says the police response was inadequate.
I think it took too long for the police to come. I managed to get to the school from work and police had just arrived. They started evacuating them step by step. They were carrying a lot of injured children in front of us.
The head of Udmurt Republic, Alexander Brekalov, says the shooter turned the gun on himself before he could be apprehended.
According to my information, he shot himself, but we'll confirm this later with the FSB and the health department. Currently, the whole perimeter is locked down. The Russian National Guard, FSB and investigators are working at the site. That's all for now.
Russia's investigative committee, which handles major crimes, has launched an investigation into the shooting. Investigators want to find out the attacker's motives and how he obtained his two guns. It's already been revealed that the man was registered with a psychoneurological treatment facility. Committee spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko says they're now looking into the gunman's suspected neo-Nazi links.
It has been established that he was wearing a black T-shirt with Nazi symbols and a balaclava. He had no documents on him.
The committee has identified the shooter as a 34-year-old graduate of the same school, but SBS has chosen not to reveal his name. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.